dose of geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue, the Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks. Hijinks Ensue Podcast, episode 60. This is Joel from HijinksEnsue.com, geek webcomic, and joining me via internets today are Eli.
60 is when people die.
And Josh. Isn't it more hee-hee? Like,
no.
You know, like, hee-hee.
No.
Ow!
That's when he was so black.
Are you doing any shamans as like a dedication?
I was actually going. I was going to go to a visual.
Vigil? A shaman vigil.
But a vigil.
Sham wow vigil. What?
Sham wow.
Yeah, we're all gonna bust out our sham wows.
You got to get the Jesus juice out of them.
Yeah, no, it was to wipe. It was to wipe the tears of the loss.
I can just think of ham on whole wheat.
Yeah, I know. It's Weird Al has forever ruined that.
Forever made it worthwhile. Michael Jackson's biggest contribution to the American public mind is that he inspired Weird Al to make some of the best music of the 80s.
Okay, so I know you're trying to be funny, but no. Michael Jackson was legitimately a fantastic musician, so shut up.
Until about 1990.
That's fine.
And
so it was Weird Al.
Ooh, harsh. That's harsh.
Ah, yeah, check it.
I don't know if I...
That's a good point.
That is kind of true. But his material just dried up. There's nothing to make fun of now.
Well, he just stopped making music.
Who?
Like, Michael Jackson.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Weird Al again.
Well, in the same. It's they're hand in hand. One can't live without the other.
They're like Voldemort and Harry Potter.
Right, can't have the Israelis and the Palestinians like not existing without each other.
That didn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense.
I feel bad because everyone's. I mean, there's some people on the internet that are all torn up about Michael Jackson dying, and they get real sensitive if you make jokes and whatnot. And he's a great musician, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. He's a great musician. He was a great musician. He really influenced American pop culture with his music. And he is a child molester. And if you can't separate the music from the man, then I don't know. I mean, I can't respect him.
Think about it like this. 100 years from now, people will still remember his music. And the fact that he's a child molester will not have mattered at all.
It matters to me, and I bet it matters to the kids.
Right, but to the 6 billion other people on the planet,
well, yeah, we don't talk about whether or not King Herod was a fucking child molester. Sure, I get that, but it's going to take a long time before that fades away.
O.J. Simpson, it won't take that long.
O.J. Simpson's never going to be remembered as a great football player again. He's just going to be remembered as the murderer O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a little bit different because, like, music's more universal than sports is.
See, true.
What I don't understand is the sustained popularity in Europe. Where, like, I mean, he sold out 50 shows in record time in London, and people were coming from all over the world to go to those. I mean, 50 fucking shows at, like, you know, 20, 30,000 capacity sold out almost instantly.
Right.
And then, and now every one of those, I guess, has to be refunded. And that was supposed to launch a 3-year world tour to, like, revitalize his music career. But, I don't know. I
don't know. They could still, people would still pay if they wheeled out that coffin and just sort of like had like spinning pinwheels of fire that just said Michael Jackson.
He just needs to activate one of his clones. Why hasn't he activated a clone yet?
Or the Elephant Man.
And downloaded.
Yeah, you could just activate Elephant Man and have him like take over.
Captain EO was a cyborg, so he's either gonna got a robot body somewhere or a clone body, and he's fine.
I wonder what would happen if you put Michael Jackson's brain in a robot body.
Wait, Captain
EO?
Michael Jackson's body has been in a robot body for the last decade.
That's true.
His face is the best we can get robots to look right now.
And they still don't look as good as those Japanese robots that try and mimic emotion.
Right.
Those actually are that one that plays the trumpet.
Yeah, he's been in a prototype body for like 10 years.
He keeps calling Japanese engineers. He's like, "Hey, it's Michael. Have you guys figured out how to make a face that doesn't look fake yet?" Like, "Oh no, Mr. Jackson, sorry.
Could you at least start with a nose?"
"We can give you a razor nose." He's like, "Let me think about it."
You know, it's really weird that
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's weird, but that Dick Clark has outlived like Michael Jackson.
Dick Clark's been dead for 25 years.
Oh my god!
Dick, whenever you see Dick Clark on Futurama and he's just a head, I'm like, how is that any different than actual reality? Plus, not only that, not only is he invincible, he like survived a stroke and he had stroke face for a long time, and now it's just gone.
That's how badass like, that robot body is.
He's like Kill Bill. He willed his face to move. He's like, "Orgle the left side of your face."
They put like the death punch on him, and he is like, "No!" and he counterfought it.
He undid it. The five finger palm fist of fury or whatever.
It was kind of it's kind of like at the end of Iron Man when the suit's starting to give out. That's kind of like what happened when Dick Clark had
so
a stroke.
Dick Clark flies up into the stratosphere, the upper atmosphere, basically. And he's like, "So, Dick Clark 2.0, how did you handle the icing issue?" And he's like, "What icing? No!" And then both Dick Clarks fall back to Earth.
Yeah, and there's your comic for Monday.
Dick Clark, no, it actually has to be relevant, which that is not.
Since when has that ever stopped you? No,
well, I was going to say, they do come in threes, but I guess the threes were already filled up for
We started with this. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, Charlie's Angel, and Jacko.
Yeah.
Was it the same day or was it 2 days apart?
Same day, dude. As a matter of fact,
was
on
like the wee hours and then
it was like hours
like
apart.
I felt like I read about Ed McMahon the day before.
It was
Ed McMahon was a few days before.
Ed McMahon was literally the day before.
Yeah, I think it was the day or a day or two before.
It was the day before, and then I remember going into work hearing about how Farrah Fawcett had died, and I was like, bummer, whatever.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, I know.
That poster of Farrah Fawcett where she's in that orange bathing suit and just got the big hair and she's smiling, I had that taped up to the inside of my locker in junior high.
Why?
Because you didn't know you were...
Wasn't that already 20 years old back then?
Yeah. I'd have no idea where I even got it from.
She was still relevant back then.
Josh walks into a poster shop and he's like, hey... What kind of poster would like a normal straight guy put in his locker? Like,
do you have fries with that?
They're like, because
like I'll take the one with the boobies.
Yeah, I mean, which one has girl boobs? I mean, wait, I guess.
Oh
they
no,
just
no,
call
no.
Them,
then in
I
that
guess
case,
they just call them boobs.
He didn't get that there. Then where he got that was he went to like those carnivals where you throw like a balloon, you throw a dart at a balloon. You pop it. He's like, what poster do you want?
You want the Ferrari, the
Porsche, or Farrah Fawcett?
Do you want the biker, the muscular biker with the handlebar mustache, or Farrah Fawcett?
I'll take the biker. I mean,
your dad
bike,
goes,
biker.
Two Farrah Fawcetts. Two of them.
That's because I'm going to wear one out real fast.
Yeah, you better fuck that poster, boy. Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense. Isn't that the one that Andy Dufresne had hanging in his cell at the end?
No, that wasn't Farrah Fawcett.
At the end.
No, that was who was that at the end of
Tawny Kitaen?
No, it's not. No,
the girl
at the end, the poster on Shawshank at the very end.
He started with like fucking
no Barbara. That was Barbarella. So that was
Barbarella.
That was the picture from Barbarella. Oh,
it's like the same pose, isn't it?
It kind of is. That was the only pose of the '80s.
It wasn't the 80s when he got out, though, was it?
Or, I guess, 70s or... no, he got in the 70s. I don't know. At some point, they were asking Red for, like, fucking hashish and, like, really good LSD.
35 years of having to ask permission to use the bathroom, and I can't shake a drop without whatever. Never mind.
Wow.
I forgot the line. I don't remember how it goes. So anyway, we should do a 21 Shaman salute to Michael Jackson. Bid him farewell into the great space beyond of insane music, child molesters.
Shaman. Yeah, it was kind of funny because when I was talking to Denise and her sister about this, I was like, because they were talking about like, yeah, he's a child molester. And I was like, yeah, but like, I don't give a shit about him being a child molester because I stopped listening to his music in the 80s.
How can you say you don't give a shit about anyone being a child molester? That is
because
unforgivable crime.
Because I don't go out and look for other child molesters.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You can't say you're apathetic to someone abusing children.
Okay, no. It's not.
I get it.
It's not
Mexicans,
like you just, no. It's not
Mexicans
like you just
set
raped
their,
it.
Mexicans set their kids loose at 3. I get that. Your upbringing is different. You're a man at 5, and you're at work at 4. I get that. But whatever. But this is different.
Yeah, but see, it's different for him, though. Because, yeah, he raped the kids, but then he took them to, like, his own little backyard Disneyland, which makes it totally better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
God.
And he gave them wine.
Right. See, it's like, it's no different than church.
It's no different than that cool uncle.
Right.
No. No one's cool uncle had a giraffe.
Well, he drove a giraffe.
Actually, my uncle had camels. That's close.
His driver's license, it's like, what, Mr. Jackson, what's class G? Giraffe. I'm licensed to operate a giraffe and a rhino and a Ferris wheel and a merry-go-round and a go-kart.
And it looks like your penis.
Can you drive a regular car? Absolutely not. I can take a roller coaster anywhere I need to go.
Time for me to fly away.
Just sits there and like flaps his arms.
Yeah, you're
while
like,
people watch.
You're not going anywhere, sir.
I'm gonna moonwalk the whole way home.
You can't tell me what I can't have.
You are not alone. You know, I can say Black or White was the end of his musical career. It was the absolute devastation of his when he became a. Not to me, not a musical artist, just a punchline at that point. And that was right before the first allegations came out. But that was when his face started to fall apart. His music got terrible. His videos got insane. And they were already insane. And then they just got crazy insane.
Well, I don't know. There were still people that really liked that. I mean, I didn't care for that.
There's
I thought it was.
People that, I'm just saying, from a musical standpoint, that was the end. But there's still people that liked everything he's ever done.
Well, but the thing is, though, is even with the Black and White stuff for that time, I mean, it was pretty good for like what else was out there, which is garbage. But
what was your first Michael Jackson experience? Where did Michael Jackson touch you?
Actually, he touched children. And he touched children.
Around the world, he touched children. What was the first time you heard Michael Jackson? Did you have him in the barrio?
I mean, you guys don't remember this, but I remember when MTV came on the air. Like,
yeah, because you're 100, I know.
Wow.
Right. So the first year of MTV, like, Michael Jackson was, like, what made MTV.
Did you listen to MTV on the Victrola?
Yes. We took the DeLorio to McDowell's where they have the Big Mick, not the Big Mac.
The Big Mick.
But I remember like the whole like when the world's premiere of the fucking 4-hour video that was like Thriller and the making of and everything involved with it.
There was actually a 17 or like 25 minute cut of it that MTV would air.
Yeah.
Like once a week or so. And I remember watching it pretty much every time.
And they had a making of it and everything. I mean, it was actually a really cool event because back then there was no internet, there was no whatever. And you're
remember
like,
on
oh
that making of, they show when they first put him in the cat mask and it's before they overdub the sound and he's like, I'm going to make a cat sound like I'm in pain, like I'm turning into a cat. And then he's like, and he's like, was that scary? They're like, yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, please don't do that, sir.
Yeah, you're hurting the makeup.
We're actually going to have to ask you to stop that for legal reasons.
Everyone's crying. Literally, everyone is in tears. You've heard everybody. Stop it.
Actually, I was just reminded when I was listening to the radio, because like everybody, like I was saying, when I went into work, I heard that Farrah Fawcett died. When I was leaving work, I put on the radio.
She killed Michael Jackson on her way out.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. But they were talking about like all the stuff, you know, like remembering Michael Jackson. I was like, oh, Jesus. Like every station had something on about Michael Jackson. But
this is 107.3, your death metal source, remembering Michael Jackson. Here he is with Trapped in the Closet. I mean, Locked You in the Closet. Whatever that horrible song was.
The funny thing is he was even able to touch the bass of that genre because fucking Eddie Van Halen played guitar on and sure. Fucking people bought that shit because they were like, dude, that's more Van Halen than I had before back in, you know, the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is they were playing clips of like, hey, remember Michael Jackson did this? Remember Michael Jackson did that? They played this clip, and it's really funny. I'm sure if you look it up on YouTube, you'll find it easily. But it was the clip where it was MTV's ploy. This was like when Britney Spears was just starting to take off. You know, she was still like had only had sex with less than 10 people.
Okay.
Like at a young age, like at 16.
It was Justin Timberlake and the rest of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Right.
With and Mickey Mouse. Tears, you can be one too.
Yeah, right. Mickey Mouse was leading the charge.
running the train.
Yeah. So
I'm on ride the train.
They were playing the audio clip of how MTV basically needed ratings for their their MTV Music Awards or whatever. So they got Michael Jackson to come out because it happened to be his birthday. And all it was they had a big banner that said Happy Birthday, King of Pop. They had a cake, like literally they made a cake for him, and then they had this little fake like award that they give to the, like the little fake statue or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And so basically Britney Spears comes out and she's like, oh my God. And
I remember this, and he thought it was a real award.
Yeah, she said that it's a very special day because it's the birthday of, you know, someone very special, Michael Jackson, blah, blah, and that I consider him the musician of the millennium. And he comes out and is like, thank you very much for this award for musician of the millennium. And I was like, you fucking nutso.
Yeah, but his helicopter landed 30 seconds before, and then he gets out and he's like, why am I here again?
He's got a fucking speech written. He talks. His speech is all like, I can't believe that I won musician of the millennium, the fucking last 1,000 years. Yes, you won that.
Listen, and then in a thousand years, it started, okay, well, you got to go back 2,000 years. It's Jesus, best musician, and then Michael
Peter,
Jackson.
Peter,
Paul, and Mary, right in the middle there. And then
Michael Jackson. But it's funny because in his award speech, he's like, you know, of course, the standard. He's like, I'd like to thank God for all this wouldn't be possible. My sister, da-da-da. And then he goes, I'd like to thank my David Blaine. I believe in your magic. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't even remember David Blaine from back then.
He thanks David Blaine. What the fuck? Why would you do that?
He can fly, and he's going to teach me to fly and prolong my life.
My robot says he's got to go to bed now.
robot jacko batteries are powering down. Meow. Whenever he does that, his servants know it's time to put him to sleep. He just play along.
They just come out in a panic.
Like, he insists that they plug a cord into the wall. It's like, it's not even attached to him. He's like, batteries are charging. Bloop, 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 bloop. Like, that's right,
Michael. Yeah, it is. It totally is.
All right. He's like, somebody close my robo eyes. And he's like, they're like, okay. it's like, God damn it.
Try not to break off my robo nose.
If he didn't pay so much, I would leave. Oh, my God. So, by the way, so speaking of this, so they can't find his on-staff, on-site, 24-hour physician, quote-unquote, who apparently administered all of his morphine because he seems to have died or gone into arrest shortly after his last dosage. And the doctor has fled. I'm thinking that he's like, Doctor, hit me with another one. And like, he's like, okay, Jacko, does it. He freaks out. He's like, holy shit, I got to go. I just killed Michael Jackson. Like, this is not going to look good on my resume.
How,
it's like,
how often do you get to say that?
Fellowship at once ever. His resume says, like, you know, studied at Harvard Medical College, fellowship at Cedars-Sinai, and murdered Michael Jackson with heroin. Like,
Oh, whoops. Did I write that? I didn't mean to, but
no,
I did.
No.
Because it's the truth.
Like, whoa, aren't you that guy? It's like, I'm the guy.
Why am I still writing this?
You want an
8x10
my glossy
resume?
I'll give you an 8x10. Signed, Dr. Killed Michael Jackson.
Dr. Famous.
I don't know, man. I have a really hard time having any remorse for the loss of a man who, in my personal belief, committed terrible atrocities and also happened to make really good pop music 20 years ago. The music's still there, so we haven't lost anything. And in my opinion, a really bad person can't hurt anybody else anymore. So, I don't know. I hate to say it's kind of win-win, but if the glove fits, if the one glove fits one hand, molest it, I don't know. Touch your balls with it.
As long as the glove's on.
Anyway, you got to double bag that shit. You have to double glove it. I also think he was a victim of circumstance. I mean, his childhood was obviously beyond bizarre.
And, yeah.
But he sort seemed to sort of embrace it.
I don't think he had much of a choice.
Do you remember that fucking interview that the guy like lived with him for like 6 months and he hired it and Michael Jackson financed it. And then towards the end, the guy starts to like realize how fucking weird everything is. And like Michael Jackson pulls out and he finished it on his own and then aired it on, you know, CBS or something. But in the end, he's like, and I've just now realized what a disturbed individual Michael Jackson really is. And like, he's just out there. I mean, if he wasn't high, then he was insane or a little bit of both. Because he's like, Michael, do you really think it's a great idea that when people come to your house, you invite their children to sleep in your bed? And he's like, no. No, it's a great idea. I love them. I love them so much. And he's like, yeah. I'm going to say it again, but slower. Let's think about this very carefully. And he's like, no, it's a great idea. It's beautiful.
No, Charlie.
My baby.
Candy
blanket.
Mountain,
that's
Charlie.
Exactly what he sounds like. He's like, my baby's name is Candy Mountain.
A Charlie. Blanket. That go one... to the light, Candy Mountain Charlie.
Go to the light, Candy Mountain Charlie Caroline. This house is Candy Mountain. First time I ever heard Michael Jackson, the first memory I have of Michael Jackson was when he did those Pepsi commercials with Carlton.
When his hair caught fire?
Well, it didn't happen in the commercial. But, I mean, that whole ad campaign where Carlton danced with him.
Carlton?
Yeah, like Alfonso
from,
Rivera.
From
Oh, I don't know if I remember that.
That's where Carlton got his start, dancing with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's right, I do.
And then he was on Silver Spoons, and he still danced like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he did the Michael Jackson dance. And
I had a tape of Bad, and I remember I used to try and fool my mom by, I was like 4 or 5, and I would put the tape of Bad in my Play School tape player, put that behind a pillow on the couch, and tell her it was me singing. And I would mouth the lyrics. Like, but where'd the music come from? I don't know.
You were singing all of the electronic beats.
Sure.
As well, correct?
Sure. Billie Jean was not my girl. What about you, Josh? Do you have any vivid first memory of Jacko?
I don't know. I have vivid first memories of Madonna, not Michael Jackson.
Well, that's more fitting.
Right.
Honestly.
Is she dead?
No.
She's undead.
My God, I would be in hysterics if she died.
Why?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Your life wouldn't change any.
Or am I? No, yeah, that was one of the very first tapes I ever had was Madonna's True Blue album.
What year was that?
It was probably 1985, 86.
God, how did you get a tape when you were 4 years old?
It was my sister's. I, like, stole it from her.
Oh, okay. Okay, right. I forget that you had that. Okay. I guess we've talked about Michael Jackson for 25 minutes. We can probably move on. That was going to be the first thing in This Week in Internet, but I guess it was big enough.
Look, well, by the time you listen to this, he will have somehow come back to life, and we will have an outbreak of, like, zombie Michael Jackson.
I'm back!
Again, I'm saying that this is not anything new.
It's really, really bad.
He's been zombie Michael Jackson for quite some time now.
Children's brains!
And not even necessarily brains. Actually, not at all. I like him kind of dumb.
God.
Suggestible. let's see.
He's the fucking unicorn from Clone High.
Do you remember?
I shall thrice lay you.
Do you remember? I'm sure he thrice laid plenty of people.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Do you remember in that interview, unless I'm the only one that saw it, the final kid, the last kid to bring charges against him, the cancer patient that he claims, like, Neverland cured him or whatever, was in that interview as, like, his buddy friend that lived in Neverland. And then after the allegations came out, they re-aired that interview, but the kid's face was blurred out and his name was changed. And I'm like, but it already aired. We already saw the kid. Like, what's the difference? But he ended up buying their parents a house and paying them, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars in hush money. Anyway, I don't know.
Sounds like a pretty good life.
My love cured your cancer. I just want to see Michael Jackson, like, they're like, oh, Mr. Jackson, we have to go to the courthouse. He's like, I'll be in the roller coaster. And they're like, the roller coaster does not leave Neverland. Mr. Jackson, you have to get in the roller coaster, roller coaster, roller coaster.
And he's just sitting in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
Yeah, he's in a bubble bath. It's that bath from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It's like an Olympic-sized swimming pool with battleships in it and such.
Yeah.
Never mind. I want to take the Ferris wheel. It doesn't. It just goes in a circle. Ferris wheel! Ferris wheel! Damn it. Throwing another 50-year-old temper tantrum.
Yeah. At some point, now he's starting to sound like Mr. Hankey.
Tilt-a-whirl! We cannot drive the Tilt-a-whirl to the courthouse. I want to wear my Spider-Man pajamas! He's like, no, you have to wear a suit.
Don't forget your towel!
I wonder if everything is going to basically touch the Michael Jackson like thing. Actually, that reminds me that one of the funnier things that I saw tonight was there on NBC maybe. They had a if you went to the TiVo and looked at their little schedule thing, on the schedule it said Farrah Fawcett, like the memory, or
it was done. Done in under 24 hours.
Yeah, but
and it was 2 hours long.
That's what the information said on TiVo. It was all Michael Jackson. Like they were talking about Michael Jackson. Yeah.
So they meant to do that and then didn't.
I guess she got trumped. Wow. I was like, wow, that's shitty. Like she got trumped.
Don't you mean she got Jacksoned?
Really? That was terrible. That was terrible. Stop it.
I don't really think that applies.
Doesn't it?
It doesn't.
No.
Now, if a child is somehow like, listen, that kid could be Jacksoned.
Right.
But that's now that like what you're saying doesn't apply.
Wait, can we start substituting the word Jackson for rape just in everyday conversation?
Like innocent rape, yeah.
Right, like it's not Jackson; it's surprise sex. Like, just kind of roll with it.
You were Jacksoned.
Wow, you just got surprise butt Jacksoned.
Well, you didn't have to say butt; like that's implied.
I don't think so. Not from the court documents that I read way back when. Anywho, so
I miss Michael Jackson. I guess is.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is a great
That's
loss.
All I've been trying to say for the past like 20 minutes.
It's a great loss. It's just a national tragedy.
Yeah.
We should go find a candlelight vigil somewhere and just show up.
Just show up with like a can of beans like opened and you're eating them out of a spoon. You're like, hey, what's up?
What are you guys doing? Is there a party here?
Is this the bean get together?
Why is it beans?
No.
You go get a bunch of hobos and like give them some beans and bring them to the vigil, and they're like, "All right, let's chill here."
Oh, yeah.
And people will be singing songs later.
Oh, did somebody die? Oh, man. You ever tried these baked beans? They're really good.
Hey, I've got a Michael Jackson memory. When he did the video with Janet for Scream, remember that?
Makes me wanna scream, stop pressuring me.
That was about his like court cases or whatever. I was like, well, stop molesting kids and you won't have to scream all the time. But it was like a sci-fi video, and there was this one scene that had like 50 Flying V Gibson guitars in it. And then MTV was like, and after the premiere of the video, we're going to give all those guitars away to 50 lucky callers. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to get one. And I spent like 6 hours redialing MTV, not realizing that within like 30 seconds, they were all gone, you know?
Yeah,
wow. Stupid. I was like 14 or 13.
You're special.
I was stupid.
You were trying to touch Michael Jackson in a way that he wanted to touch you.
And yeah. Sure.
With his music.
Yeah, I know. He wanted to touch me with his music, I'm sure.
And his robot arm.
Beep, boop. Robot arm wants to give you a hug. Beep, boop, boop.
And like, you don't have a robot arm.
Yes, he's like, I'm a robot.
I'm just going to go ahead. Pants.
Robot pants need to be recharged. I have to remove them.
I'm like, no.
This is my plug. Where is the socket?
No, it's not. You're just a creepy dude. Who's whiter than me? Very.
Should I wear my formal nose or my casual nose? Ooh, I wear my fancy dress nose.
I wonder if he had like a sniper nose. I wonder if one of his noses was like you could kind of like laser cats.
This one has a silencer.
At you! I didn't mean to shoot him.
Damn it. Poor Billy. Oh, wait, no, not at all. So anyway, I think other things happened this week. I'm not entirely sure if anything else happened. I'm going to go through the stories for This Week in Internet, and you tell me stop when there's something you want to talk about. This is how we're going to do this from now on. Let's see. Number one.
Stop.
Okay.
In the name of love.
I want to do it as tee-hee now.
Did you hear that Michael Jackson died?
No, what happened?
He, oh, damn it, what was that thing you said, Josh? It was actually pretty good. What was your tweet joke?
Oh, God, I'm going to have to remember how
about
I said
Farrah
that.
Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, it was pretty much the worst thing ever. So, yeah, Farrah Fawcett died this morning, and she went to heaven, and God says, I will grant you one wish. And so she says, I wish that all of the children in the world would be safe forever. Right.
Thank you, Josh.
I bet his final.
I was hungry.
Listen, this is getting kind of. This is getting.
Yeah, that's just. It's a written joke. It's not a spoken joke.
This is gonna get. This is kind of morbid and bad, but I bet his final convulsions were at least well choreographed. Like he
I'm
starts.
Sure
to,
was
like he's
yeah.
like he grabs his chest and starts to fall over, but he's like leaning at a 45-degree angle.
No.
Doesn't right. quite fall all the way over, and he stands back up and leans
no.
the other way.
He sits straight up and puts his fist in there and goes, ah, and like smashes like the windshield of a car right next to him. And then just kind of loses
so
it throughout the whole like.
Have you ever heard the behind the scenes of them talking about the people that made that video? Where they were like, so you want to break the window of the car? And he's like, yeah. Like the director was talking about it a few years later. Like, yeah, I'm going to break the window of this car. And like, and he just starts going off and going nuts and smashing it and going crazy. And he said the whole crew is just like, whoa, like, I guess keep filming, but he is flipping the shit out.
Yeah, like the assistant producer is like, dude, that's my car.
Oh, shit.
Why did I park inside the studio today?
Okay, so this week in internet, besides Michael Jackson, again, I'm going to spin the wheel of internet, and you tell stop when you want to talk about it. Number one is the G.I. Joe trailers that make it look like the worst movie ever.
I have actually heard
that was the first
the Paramount executives, upon viewing a test footage of it, actually said that it was the worst movie that they'd ever seen. And they're panicking right now, trying to edit it into something that's even sort of watchable.
I heard that like was it the director or like the main, I think it was either the director or the main writer was like fired off of it already.
Yeah, I think the director was basically kicked out of the editing room and...
And they brought someone in to try and fix it.
Right.
Yeah, that's not shocking at all. Also, apparently the entire movie revolves around nanomite robots that can do anything. So it's like the laziest plot device ever. They can eat buildings, they can create super soldiers, they can create armor, you can shoot them like laser cats, you can... whatever, like they're like, and they do everything, and they can hack internet too, and clean your poop, and so I don't know. It looks absolutely awful, and it's one of those things where it's like, hey, remember G.I. Joe's? Let's take that word and put it in front of a movie that has nothing right. to do with that at all.
Yeah, except what was
Snake Eyes is there?
What's the main dude's name?
Duke.
I already forgot.
Duke.
Yeah, no, but who's the actor?
Duke. Duke Dukington.
They just found Duke. Actually found Duke.
Yeah, and Destro. They found a guy with a metal face.
Well, you know that actual, you know, Duke is out of work now, so he had to do this movie instead, right?
Right. What?
Right.
What? Duke. Never mind.
Earl?
Oh, no. I see. Of Nukem.
Right. Sorry.
Duke of Nukem.
I don't know where you're going with this.
King Ralph? Duke of Earl? What?
Huh?
What? Anyway, moving on. So yeah, that movie looks like just a complete shit flop.
That Josh, might not even be good enough for a shitty movie night.
You are going to see that though, right, Josh?
Absolutely not.
No, Josh, actually, no. Transformers, I have to see giant robots fighting.
We're not there yet.
Like the very nature of that is awesome, no matter how much they fuck it up. G.I. Joe is retarded.
Isn't Jamie Foxx in that or some shit?
I don't know.
It looks awful.
I think the guy from Good Burger's in it.
No. It'd be awesome if he was playing the same character.
Man.
Welcome to G.I. Joe. Can I get you G.I. Joe?
Would you like a G.I. Joe? It's your G.I. Joe.
A few people have already seen test screenings of it and gotten to the internet and said that there are several cries of like half-hearted cries of like Yo-Jo and Go-Jo. Which is almost worth it to see it for that.
Just like a grown man desperately just vomiting that out.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, Go-Jo, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, pork chop sandwiches, what are we going to do?
Buzz Lightyear.
Seriously, yeah. If they... The same way that they worked I'm the Juggernaut Bitch into X-Men 3, if someone screams fucking pork chop sandwiches in G.I. Joe, I will go.
Yeah,
I will absolutely pay $12 for like, what are we going to do after we bust Cobra's ass? They'd be like, we should go to this little joint I know where they serve great. And they look at the camera, pork chop sandwiches. Like, holy shit.
I'd rather just sit in the theater for an hour and a half and watch all of those back to back to back, and I'd pay for that instead.
Those are still so good. There's nothing not funny about every single one of those. I'll watch them like at least once a month.
Oh yeah. Every now and then. Can I pimp Alex here real quick while we're on the topic of G.I. Joe?
Okay. Like, is he hooking now for extra money because Prin is dying?
He is.
Okay.
Ed Gordon. GordonandTheWhale.com.
Uh-huh.
He did a review about movie posters and movie poster design, and the first one he talks about is G.I. Joe, and he goes on and on. It's actually a pretty good write-up that he wrote on there, so if you want to see movie posters...
GordonandTheWhale.com. They're local, aren't they?
Yes. They're local to the Dallas area, but yes.
I think they linked to me one time, and I looked them up, and I'm like, holy shit. And they're like a local movie review site, and they have... like big name people, like they were interviewing like fucking, I don't know, J.J. Abrams or something, you know, like they had big name people on there.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool site. I've actually found some pretty interesting and useful like links. So check it out.
Support local, whatever.
Tell them dead Michael Jackson sent you.
Wow.
Huh.
Yikes. You know what I didn't realize happened tonight? I totally missed it. Was that Ron Moore's new show premiered, Virtuality. On NBC. I didn't even know it was on.
Oh, Virtual Insanity? Like
virtual
the Jamiroquai?
The Outer Space show from Battlestar Guy.
And Jamiroquai's in it?
No.
What?
Features made of virtual reality.
Oh,
Yeah, is it like the theme song?
The whole show takes place in that room with the moving floor.
Yeah.
That was a fucking cool video.
It really was. It really, really was.
Now, was the camera moving or was he moving?
Neither. The room was moving. The camera was fixed to the room and the room was on casters. And people
so
were in the room around
was
it.
The room, the whole room on wheels then itself?
Yes.
And
the
then,
entire room was being moved by a crew from outside the room while he stood still.
Right. That sounds more plausible.
It's the most awesome video of probably the last 20 years. It's awesome.
Did any of you guys watch Conan O'Brien with when Max Weinberg left? He's leaving like for 4 weeks to go on tour.
That's
and
weird
he, like,
because I thought he was sending his son on tour.
No, he's
going.
His son's
been filling in for him with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, maybe the son's filling in on Conan O'Brien then. I don't know.
I don't know.
But he's leaving, and he, like, in that episode where he leaves the show for 4 weeks, his little pod where he, like, sits and plays with the Tonight Show band just breaks away and drives away. And they show him driving on the 101 playing drums. Like, it was
it's
so
cool.
Bizarre. It was awesome.
So none of us saw Virtuality. I'm going to probably Hulu it. I don't know. I want to see what Ron Moore's doing, I guess. I think I owe him that much.
He's probably at a bean get-together gathering.
That's not what I mean. I mean, and what is it with beans?
I don't know. I'm hungry.
Get some beans. All right, no one's talking about that. So moving on to...
They have
did protein. Everybody see Adam Savage's AT&T fail on Twitter today?
I saw that. I didn't get to read into it. What happened?
I don't know what happened, but I did see like a bunch of like commotion about that, but I don't know what was going on.
So Adam Savage was up in Canada filming and has a AT&T wireless internet card. And he said he surfed for a few hours. And then when he got home, he had a bill for $11,000.
Oh, wow.
What?
So he calls up AT&T.
Say what?
First, he goes to Twitter first and tells what bullshit it is. And people start retweeting it so much that by the time he gets on the phone with AT&T, they've already heard about it. And he says that not only did they try and charge him, they said he downloaded 9 gigs. And that was, which he did not, but that was the proper charge for 9 gigs. So,
what?
Yeah, because they're like, we charge you by the K. And they're like, it's a cent and a half per K. And he's like, no, it's not. It's 0.015 cents per K. That is a big difference than 1.5 cents. There's 2 decimal places that you seem to be confusing here. So eventually, after like a few hours on the phone, they clear it all up. They take care of him. He says they were really nice and that they were in awe of his number of Twitter followers, which was like 50,000. But he also says it's kind of shitty that he's pretty sure the only reason they fixed it is because he's famous and because it made the internet angry in like 30 seconds. It was on like, you know, 10,000 sites.
Internet mad.
Arr.
Internet smash. But that's pretty fucked up, though, that they're like, oh, God, 9 gigs? Well, that's 11 grand. Like,
that's ridiculous.
That's a down payment on a house.
You know, you would actually think that, like, customer service would call you and say, like,
hey, you're getting real close to 10 grand. You should stop.
you're getting real close to buying, like, a used car. I just thought you might want to know. Maybe.
No, it's cool. I'm going to keep going. I'm downloading.
Oh, sweet.
I'm downloading Hancock on BitTorrent, and I really want to see it.
Because
yeah.
I hear it's kick-ass.
I hear it's really good.
But it turns out it's
got
only
the
good
guy
in high def. So
yeah. I hear it's got the guy from Good Burger in it.
Yeah.
So
really want to
really
want to
watch it.
I'm downloading the high def trailer for G.I. Joe. So I really want to see that. Sir, that trailer is going to cost you $460. Yeah, it's cool. I'm on TV. I'm good shit. Let's see what else happened this week on the internet. Oh, God. Okay. So, you know Richard Hatch, the fucking pariah that ended up playing Tom Zarek on Battlestar, the old Apollo.
Right.
He's pitched, because they're apparently going forward with this Battlestar movie that is not about the show, but is about the first show, which is crazy.
What? Why would you do that?
It got pitched and it's being talked about now. That there's going to be a Battlestar movie that's like a sequel or a prequel or whatever of the original series and has
dumb.
Nothing to do with the phenomenon of the show that just ended. I mean, that's insane. But he's saying, he was at Comic-Con or something, and he was like, look, this show, this they need to reboot Battlestar just like they did with Star Wars, where they bring back some of the old actors. Huh?
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, like some of the guys in the first one, huh? Like, me and, like, you fucking loser. You know,
you're like, you know who likes me? Some me? Me. This guy right here.
Apollo, baby. Like, his driver's license says, like, Apollo. I'm like, no, what's your real name? He's like, had it changed. It's original Apollo, original crispy flavor.
His driver's license says original Apollo.
Yeah, the original Apollo.
This guy, or Starbuck, is what you mean, right?
So no, he was Apollo.
He was. I thought he was Starbuck.
Oh yeah. He was, and he's also, you know, the one that like personally tried to finance a reboot of the show in like '92 or whatever. We saw that trailer.
Oh man, that trailer was hilarious.
So weird.
But somehow he's got it in his mind that like one of these days he's going to be like known as like the kick-ass Battlestar guy again. As opposed to the guy that ate it like a fucking punk at an airlock.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he did get a pretty badass scene when he killed the entire quorum.
Senate or whatever. Like, yeah. That was awesome.
Still, that's never going to happen. And if they go through with that additional reboot, that's just bad, bad ideas. There was talk of Megan Fox replacing Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy.
Whatever.
I don't care.
For the movie?
Yeah, for the potential. Also, again, apparently this is picking up steam. Like, the reboot is almost definitely at least getting shopped around. I don't care.
If he's not involved, then what does it matter?
It doesn't. Like, I bet the only people that will see it will be a new generation of Twilight fans that have no interest in the original Buffy.
Oh, God, Angel is going to be glittering.
Well, there won't be an Angel, because Angel was a Whedon creation, and this is going to be a follow-up to the movie, the first movie.
Oh, right.
They don't own the rights.
Will be glittering.
Yeah,
the
people that own these rights don't own the rights to the Whedonverse characters. They own the rights to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the word, basically. I mean, that's how I seem to have understood it, but I don't know. No one's going to... Well... A lot of kids are going to see that, and that's all they care. I mean, it'll be a good moneymaker.
Yeah, a fuck ton of people will watch that, and MTV will pimp the shit out of it. And
oh yeah, it'll win all the MTV Movie Awards, just like Twilight did.
Yeah, it'll be whatever it is. It is what that is.
And the MTV Movie Award for the best movie ever in the entire fucking universe is Twilight again.
And then they wheel out the body of Michael Jackson. He's like, playing a tape recorder. I'd like to
thank you,
David Blaine,
Vampire of the Millennium Award. I'm the best vampire. Magic is real.
Thank
you,
David Blaine.
I want to dedicate this to Albus Dumbledore. I believe your magic is real.
I shall try playing it.
God damn it. Well, speaking of vampires, you saw that trailer for that new vampire movie, Daywalkers or Daybreakers?
Daywalkers. It should be called Daywalkers if Ethan Hawke's in it.
What? Right. Daybakers?
Daybreakers.
Wakenbakers?
Yeah. No, I'm a Daybaker. That's different.
Yeah, I saw the Daybreakers trailer. I thought that looked cool. I'm down for that. It reminds me of sort of the... it reminds me kind of like, unfortunately... I got a vibe of Ultraviolet from it.
Oh, I didn't get anything anywhere near that.
Well, the story is very much like Ultraviolet in reverse, but I mean, it can't possibly be that bad. But Sam, is it Sam Neill or Sam Rockwell? Which one is it?
Oh, no, that was Sam Neill.
The guy from Event Horizon.
Yeah, the guy from fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Dr. Vampire.
Alan Grant.
Dr. Vampire, exactly. He looked
Dr.
awesome.
Dr. Grant?
Dude, I thought we'd lost Jeff Goldblum because I fell for that hoax.
What?
Well, there was a hoax right after Michael Jackson died that Jeff Goldblum died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I believed it for about 30 seconds until, like, one of the readers pointed out that it was just a scam, but still. That I was actually more worried about that.
There are going to be
celebrity deaths on your celebrity death tour.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Daybreakers looks badass. I want to see some nice little self-contained sci-fi vampire. That's good for me. I applaud it.
If it's, I don't know. I'm leery of anything that involves vampires right now. Because it's like good. The end thing
like
to
Blade,
do.
Blade though.
What?
It was more like Blade vampires than like Kissy Lovey Dovey vampires.
Yeah.
Well, it's the end thing right now. So
what sound is happening in the background? Are you like
it's duct box
taping
tape.
Somebody's mouth?
It's box. It's at Denise. it's
hey.
Yeah. He's box tape.
He's packing Denise into her box.
You are not alone.
And she's just singing, sobbing to herself. I'm here for you.
Oh, far, far.
Moving on. The internet. Let's see.
Hey, do you know Michael Jackson? Dude?
No, I hadn't heard that. What happened?
Really?
Two guys walk into a bar and Michael Jackson died. That's it.
J.K. Rowling got sued for $500 million.
Wow.
Or pounds.
I got that now.
Because she completely stole Harry Potter from Willy the Wizard. Willy the Wizard was a book that was self-published like 10 years before Harry Potter came out. And I'm trying to look for the number. It circulated, I want to say, something like 7,000. It's 36 pages long and only sold like a couple of thousand copies. And they're like, nope, Willy the Wizard, Harry Potter, same thing. Ours has a train too. Like, that's their argument, is that it's about a wizard who goes to school and there's a train. It's 36 pages.
What? That's like,
Simpsons did it first. Like, I did it first. Willy the Wizard. Come on.
It's mine. Give my cash. It.
Yeah. Needs the money.
That's like the ShamWow and that other thing. Do you know there was a ShamWow Badness? Before the ShamWow?
Yeah, the Mighty Shammy or whatever. The
one that Billy Mays made.
Super
Shammy. Billy Mays
Super
here. Shammy.
Billy Mays here for fucking Shammies.
Hey, I was going to...
You ever have a lot of blood spill? I mean a lot of blood spill? You need the blood shammy.
You ever beat the shit out of a hooker and need to wipe up that blood and get rid of it?
Super shammy!
I was actually going to go... Or for Halloween, I wanted to be like a rabbi, like a Jewish Billy Mays, like with the hat and the curls and everything.
Wait, how do you... What? How does that work? Why can't you just be Billy Mays? Why is it going to be a Jewish Billy Mays?
Because it's inventive.
No, that sounds terrible. Just all go right, as Billy Mays. Get a blue shirt and some slacks and you're done. Trim that beard a little shorter.
Eh.
I mean, why is he a Jew?
Because it'd be funny.
I don't get it.
Racism is funny.
How is it racist just to make someone a Jew?
That's pretty racist.
Yeah.
Yes. Haven't the Jews suffered enough?
Haven't they?
Well, that's the joke. Oh. I was going to say that's the joke, but... Okay, Josh.
What?
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm not even paying attention anymore.
You should go as Billy Mays, though. That'd be funny.
Billy Mays here!
That sounds pretty good. That's pretty good.
He was on... He and that other dude were on Conan O'Brien.
Anthony Sullivan?
Yeah.
Have you been watching his show?
I've been watching... Oh, which one? Conan O'Brien?
Pitchman.
I've watched some here and there. It's hard to watch for me. Because it's the fucking people that are on there. Like,
I like
they annoy the shit out of me.
No, it's kind of annoying, but I like the... I don't know. I like the kind of... I like the behind-the-scenes aspect of like how they totally know they're selling shit. And they just want to get in, get out, make as much money as quick as possible. And like they... They kind of admit that, like, this is stupid, but people will buy this, and people are stupid. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just something I like about that. I like the transparency of that.
Yeah. Well, I
Billy
don't know,
Mays
I guess.
Here with some more shit. And also how
you
he hates the Shane
too much
Wild
shit
guy.
Need to put shit in shit? Well, buy a shit box. It stores all your shit.
Like, he's showing clips of his own commercials. Did you buy this shit from me? Well, here's a box
shit?
With a specific hole for every piece of shit I have ever sold you before. Call now, and we'll give you the mini shit box for free.
Yeah, he and that other dude were on Conan O'Brien, and it was funny because, like, he looks at Billy Mays first and is like, so you yell, and that scares me because your voice is the only thing I hear as I go to bed at night. And, like, Billy Mays, like, for a minute looked like he got a little bit pissed and was like, I don't yell, I project. Like, I project my voice.
No,
and then he started showing how he was like, Billy Mays here. And then, you know, he started doing that whole bit. And the other guy was like, I just talk British because it's soothing. He's like, but I'm not actually British. I just talk this way.
Yeah, right.
I talk like I'm from London.
Do you remember? Do you remember when they first started doing that? Like, every infomercial had to have a British guy and a stupid white lady. Like, that was perfect combination to make you buy car wax.
Dude, that's why, like, Mr. Show was genius for its time, because they picked up on that and they had the whole, like,
oh man,
was it that fry
that.
Pan?
It was season
it was
two.
Like,
they were using.
Yeah,
they were
like
using
boiling
Mr. Show
water
season
in a fry
two.
Pan and he throws it on that woman.
Yeah. But he's got a British accent, so.
But Mr. Show season two takes it right off.
Yeah, he's like, and look, it's like, touch the hot pan. It's not hot at all. And he's like, but use this other pan, and this other pan is still hot. And, like, he, like, beats the woman in the face with a hot pan. And, but since he's British, it's cool. Like, he gets away with it. And it's just really bizarre, but it's actually really funny.
No, that's Mr. Show is a pretty solid, easy way to laugh.
Yeah,
you should watch that.
But yeah, so anyway, they were on and it was pretty good. So watch
2012.
Keep going.
Nothing.
No, why?
I don't know. I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts on the trailer after seeing.
I don't want to talk about it. Is what I wanted to.
Okay. Sensitive subject. Let's see. Moving on.
That's like in 3 years.
Internet. Oh my god. So they talked about making that there was definitely going to be a Teen Wolf remake movie, and now MTV's doing it as a series.
Oh
no.
Teen Wolf the series. Listen, if they can get either Jason Bateman back, Or Michael Jackson, I'm in. Michael J. Fox. If they get Michael Jackson back, then it's going to be a great show.
Wow, that'd be a very impressive show.
Like Teen Wolf crossed with Thriller?
That's the sequel, right?
Right.
Huh. Teen Wolf was the sequel to Thriller, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
It's at midnight.
I'm talking Teen Wolf!
Doom. That's a really good song. There's no debating that that's just a really good song, but I still can't condone the man's action.
Shamwell! Ow!
Michael Jackson here for the Shamwell. You ever have to mop up some Jesus juice?
God damn it. Nothing cleans up semen off a child's face like a Shamwell.
And we're done. Good night, folks.
I wish we still had the Mystery Science Theater end theme.
Yeah.
Genetic material too hard to get out of your curtains? Damn on.
Actually, can you imagine if they had celebrity like, hey, O.J. Simpson here for the ShamWow.
Yeah.
You ever run into a quick situation where you got
to run into your girlfriend with a knife?
Over and over and over.
Gotta get some blood stains out.
You tell him, OJ, when I have to get rid of DNA evidence, I always use the Shamon.
Okay, this is your comic for Monday. It has to be Michael Jackson selling the Shamon.
Shamon.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm going to hell.
Well, listen.
Not for what we're
but
talking
not for
about.
This. No.
No, it's for the gay stuff.
Right.
For the same reason Michael Jackson's going to hell.
Well, no. He's going to a deeper circle because it was children.
Look, his has a fucking amusement park in the back backyard. So I'm sure it's going to be
Ferris
fine.
Wheel.
Listen, he might actually be the prince of hell. He gets down there. Satan's going to be like, listen, I love the music. B, love your work. Love your side work. It's just, oh,
big
man.
Fan of your design. I really dig the design, what you've done with the decor. Big fan. Really, really I am. Actually, oh. If there was a modded version of Doom where Michael Jackson unleashes, like, cracks open the gates of hell by accident, I'd play that.
By accident on purpose?
Yeah, by accident on purpose.
Call in the next 30 seconds and we'll give you 2 shamons and a slap chop.
Oh god, no, I have the hiccups.
Are you drunk now? Great.
No.
Shamon.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, so Teen Wolf show. You know, there's going to be some angsty goodness in that. Angsty werewolf goodness.
On a very special Teen Wolf MTV.
Ribs.
Martha, you're pregnant with my baby wolf.
Martha, seriously?
I don't know.
Moving on.
Martha Washington.
Look at the time here. We're at an hour?
All right.
Good God.
Keep it rolling.
We haven't even talked about Michael Jackson yet.
Jammo!
Come on, whole wheat. All right.
All right.
I'm sure we've all heard about Pizza Hut dropping pizza from its name, because now it's The Hut, which has changed the way that I eat pizza forever. Let's see.
I like pizza.
None of us watched Impact, did we?
Oh, did that already air?
It aired, I think, the night we talked about it, or like the night after.
Oh, shit. I should look up into that. God, fucking hiccups
Did you see the photos of Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter?
Yeah, no. That just looks weird.
This shit was creepy.
It's the one eye, he's like wearing one of those contacts that makes his, like, one eye look like it's looking up into the side.
Like Marilyn Manson.
Do they call him One Eye?
What are you doing?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm hiccuping. God, I'm moving the mic.
Like, to another room.
You okay?
I think Josh is about to join MJ.
No, I just have the hiccups.
Dude, I don't think they actually had to put Helena Bonham Carter in any makeup or costuming. She just showed up that day. They're like, yeah, that looks good.
She was probably still in costume from the Harry Potter shoot. And...
Again, same scenario. No costume, no makeup.
Oh, she just... Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, they just...
This just
in. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Impact does not show up on any of my sites. Apparently nobody gave a shit.
Sucks. Christian Bale says there's probably not going to be a Batman 3. He says that Christopher Nolan's probably not going to do it, and he's not going to do it without him. And, get this, the problem was, he said Christopher Nolan can't figure out the story because he already had a third one planned with the Joker. And now that he doesn't have that, he doesn't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, so how about 60 years of Batman stories from the comics? Pick a few. Yep.
Maybe he was going to cast Michael Jackson, and he's like, oh, god
damn it. God damn it, everything's going wrong.
As, like, what, like the Riddler? Or
the Penguin.
Like, the pedophile? Or
yeah, Michael pedophile. Jackson, the child molester. That's the part he was going to play.
The defiler.
The kid raper.
The defiler.
Excuse me, no, he's the Jackson, the Jacksoner.
That you can't, you have no timing when you're hiccuping. This is wrong.
Yeah, I know. God damn it.
Why are you trying to rape me?
Why are you trying to molest me?
Why do you want to molest me?
Why do you want to molest me?
Put some more popcorn in your mouth. I'll talk to you.
Oh, God.
Did you say that popcorn was salty?
What? I have to go. Let's take.
So, 2012.
Something else. Oscars are going to start using 10 nominees instead of 5. I don't even see 10 movies a year.
Awesome. So that award show is going to be like a week-long event.
It's going to start in July and end in fucking August. That's horrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dumb. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Moving on, internet. Is there any more? Oh my God. Okay. I didn't actually look at this clip. But okay, so you know that flight went down in France, flight 447 or whatever.
The one that went down in the ocean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. There was a French flight. Yeah, okay. So
it was from France.
Right. So apparently some newscaster actually believed that footage from Lost was footage from the plane crash. And what? They aired it.
Wait, is that like meta or
I don't know what to say. They
like footage from the pilot or something, or
I'm pulling it up now to see if there actually is like a better account of it. In their rush to air exclusive photos of Flight 447's destruction, no one in the newsroom stopped to ask the logistical questions such as 1, how did the camera survive? 2, why are the photos in widescreen? The answers are A, because the footage is from Lost, and B, the footage is from Lost.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what station aired this?
It's in Spanish, and it says, according to a commenter who knew Spanish, the newscaster explains the camera was destroyed, but the memory card was somehow recovered.
It makes no sense.
And apparently, Party of Five star Matthew Fox was on the plane.
Like, no!
No comment from his family. Hey, is that Locke? Like, what the fuck?
What are the chances? Oh, sweet, widescreen, and it's been edited.
It's in high def, and it looks great, and it says ABC on it.
Easiest 1, 2, 3.
This just in, Flight 447, downed French airline, also apparently attacked by some sort of smoke monster who can see into your soul. And there's a big fat guy stealing mayonnaise.
File footage.
Yeah, file footage of big fat guy from Flight 447.
Mayonnaise. Once again, mayonnaise is being stolen on a...
They're living on an island now and trying to form a society.
Apparently, the Michael Jackson death has caused looting of mayonnaise.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're going to make a Where's Waldo movie. Like, it's going to be a picture on the whole screen, and then you leave when you find him.
Yeah.
There he is. All right. Going. Later. Okay, they're making an Alien prequel.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing? They should do it like the Star Wars prequels, where like the alien starts out as like a little kid before it turns evil.
Wow.
They're bringing him up and like, you know, he starts getting coerced by the dark side.
I just don't care about that because they're going to fuck it up, so there's no point in even talking about it. There's absolutely no way that the alien stuff is going to be cool. Or the video game.
Shut up. Can't talk about that. Okay, so nothing there. That's it. That's all I've got. That's all the internet I've got. So the only other thing... What? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, start. No, talk. Whatever.
I just had one thing, which I wanted to touch on something we talked about last week.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. How arrogant or cocky is it that... Well, I'm only saying this because there's a Chick-fil-A that like is across the street from where I work. And... Chick-fil-A has a Chick-fil-A sauce. Did you know that?
No.
It's actually, it's on the label. It says Chick-fil-A sauce.
What's wrong with that? It's Chick-fil-A.
It's fucking gross, and it's kind of cocky and arrogant.
Wow. How are you getting attitude from the fact that a restaurant calls it sauce after its name?
Because it's
like, is a Big Mac arrogant for featuring a Mac?
No, that doesn't make sense. It's not called the McDonald.
It sort of is.
No, it's the Big Mac. It's not called the Big Mac, you know.
What's in the secret sauce?
It tastes like mayonnaise, mustard, barbecue sauce,
that's what
Polynesian
it is.
Sauce,
they mixed
and
all
ketchup.
Of them. They mixed all of them.
I think it's like a suicide, and they called it
suicide sauces.
Sauce.
but you can't buy it on Sunday.
They don't have it out. Like, they have it nowhere. It's, you have to ask for it.
You have to. You're like implying some sort of conspiracy with the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I kind of think so. Like, they open, like, it's like fucking Da Vinci Code shit. And that, like, somewhere.
It's gonna, the sauce leads to a revelation about the Christ? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and, like, when you ask
it's
for
the sauce,
like,
of Mary Magdalene. Like, why? Yeah.
Well, the sauce is the body of Christ.
You have to ask for it. They have to pull it out from the back. Like, it's nowhere where it can be seen, too.
At the Last Supper, she bathed
his feet
in sauce.
How did you find out about this?
Well, because I was having a conversation with some of my coworkers,
dude,
and
they have a Chick-fil-A sauce. You asked for it, and they went and mixed all the sauces and brought it to you.
And printed
a
cover.
You asked for Chick-fil-A sauce, and some dude went and fucking jerked off in the back.
Yeah, and then they put, yeah, and they printed.
Was it salty? Come on.
They printed little labels, and then they sealed it all up. Now, this all happened because we went to Chick-fil-A, and they were like, oh, dude, you didn't get barbecue sauce? I was like, no, I just got a chicken sandwich. Like, what do I want barbecue sauce? And they're like, oh, because fucking the barbecue sauce is kick-ass if you dip your fries in it. And I was like, well, why wouldn't I use ketchup? They're like, because barbecue sauce badass. And I was like, all right. So I gave it a shot, and I was like, yeah, you know what? That's not too bad. It's kind of all right. And then somebody else was like, no, you got to do it with Polynesian sauce. It's good. And I was like, no, that shit's gross. And then we started talking about fry sauce, how, like, in Utah, they have fry sauce, which I think we talked about once before.
That's Utah.
Yeah, and it was only Utah. They were like, what? And then that went to, like, well, have you ever had Chick-fil-A sauce? And I was like, okay, now you're just making shit up. Like, now you're just talking like Foghorn Leghorn. Like, there's nothing here. And then it's like, no, seriously, there's Chick-fil-A sauce. And everyone's like, yeah, it's pretty good on the fries. And I was like, what? I was like, no. And then someone came walking in from their office and was like, oh, check it out. I got some Chick-fil-A sauce. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then the whole, like, you know, like in the Da Vinci Code where, like, Tom Hanks sees writing on the wall? I started to see that, like, Chick-fil-A writing was all over the wall. And this is really – I mean, I'm trying to bring this to the forefront.
Did they hand you, like, a golden cylinder that you had to –
Were you on Salvia again?
On what? Is that like a boner pill?
No. Oh, God damn it. How do you not know what salvia is?
I don't know what that is. Are you trying to say saliva, Josh?
No, I'm trying to say salvia, and you're both retarded. Never mind.
Or are we just not drug addicts?
Okay, how about peyote?
I know what that is. That's making cactus.
That's what's making you hiccup.
I wish.
That's what would cure his hiccups. Eli, you just did like a 10-minute rant on Chick-fil-A, and I don't understand why. I don't understand your animosity.
I just want
God
people
damn
to
it! You fucking Long John Silver's has tartar sauce now. Like, yeah.
I want somebody from the podcast who's listening to go to their local Chick-fil-A and don't order anything. Just go, can I have some Chick-fil-A sauce?
No, walk up to the counter and go, I know. And they're like, you know, what do you want a sandwich? I know.
I fucking know.
I already know. I know about it. And I'm gonna
so don't
expose,
give me lip.
I'm gonna expose
give
you
me
to the
some
world.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
And like, there's like Vatican people in the back, like, holy shit! They're like in the secret tunnel.
They start burning papers and shredding shit and
just throwing shit into the fryer.
Yeah, they're throwing papers into the. They're battering them and throwing them into the fryer. Fry everything. Fry it all. Fry it down. They know about the sauce.
Why do we care about the sauce?
No. Eli's just really mad about it.
I think it's arrogant and cocky, so.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't understand
this, it. Wait. Did the sauce, like, rape a child or something? I don't understand.
Their sauce, their sandwich is called the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. That's its proper name.
No, it's the number one.
No, it's not. That's the combo. Dude, have a kid. You'll learn about Chick-fil-A. You'll eat their
sandwich. No. Eli can't actually read English. Like,
I'm
all
sorry.
He knows
I mean,
the number one on the screen.
I mean, locate one of your kids. Then you'll.
Not even that. I just kind of point in the general direction of the number one.
Really? There's only about three things on the Chick-fil-A menu, so you kind of can't go wrong. I mean.
I just flap my arms like a chicken and say, I want that.
Cock, cock, cock.
That's not how chickens cock.
That's not how chickens cock.
Wow.
Speaking of caw-caw-caw, Josh, was it you that sent me the real life version of the Job Act?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Some Australian magic conference. The guy that wins every year goes and basically throws his throws out his game for winning that year and completely does the Job. He does every trick Job's ever done.
Yeah.
He's like, would you believe that $100 could be 100 pennies?
He just throws pennies at the audience. Great. But where did the lighter fluid come from?
It was really good. Look that up. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube. The last thing, now that we've uncovered the sauce conspiracy.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the title of the show. The sauce conspiracy. Okay, I'm writing this down, sorry. Let's see. We talked about all that. So we were going to attempt to talk about the topics brought up in the comics for that week. We've only got about 20 minutes left. And the two things we talked about that I did comics about this week were iPhones, new iPhones, Michael Bay, and Transformers, which are basically the same topic. Josh, you're the only one that saw Transformers, so thank you for taking one for the team.
You're welcome.
You've shared your feelings with me, and I've shared many of them with the internet in today's post, but is there anything else you want to tell us about Transformers?
It was probably the best terrible movie I have ever seen in my entire life.
Terrible on what level? Terrible like it doesn't know it's bad, or terrible like it doesn't care it's bad?
Terrible that it doesn't care it's bad, and then it goes as far as to flaunt how bad it is at you, and dare you to call it on how bad it is, and then it gets worse.
Right.
Like, it's willing to go lower than you're willing to expect.
It's like, got you here, jackass, so there ain't nothing you can do about it. Did they
I already got your $12, fuckface.
Right. Do they put like a 2x4 like on the outer part of the door so you can't leave?
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, after you buy your ticket and they tear it, then they give you the option to just leave. Like, oh, now that we have your money, you're either in Theater 11 or the exit's right there.
Right.
But buy some snacks first.
Your choice. Your choice.
Buy some snacks.
But yeah, I mean, it's so lowest common denominator that I'm genuinely impressed. Like, I'm astounded at how base the movie gets.
Which is why it's breaking records for opening Wednesday.
Right. No, the audience was laughing the entire time, and when the credits rolled, they fucking applauded.
Was it an audience of, like, bedridden, retarded 8-year-olds, or...?
No, it was an audience of just normal-looking people.
Okay, so this is not going to be a popular opinion, then. The majority of people walking out of that movie are going to say it's like the best movie they've seen in 5 years.
Well, it's extremely pretty. Shit blows up like you would not believe.
That is to be expected.
There's way more Transformers in this one than there was in the first one, so that's an improvement. But the thing is, like, if you even for 1 second start to analyze the movie that you're watching, then it all falls apart. But what's awesome is that it does such a good job at keeping you in this sort of brain-dead, vegetative state. I was very impressed. It actually worked on me until I was sitting next to Graham, one of the guys in the office, and they're having a huge fight in this warehouse, and, like, the kid's in trouble, and Optimus comes smashing through the window to, like, save the day, and Bumblebee is, like, riding off to, like, you know, guard the bad guys to keep them away so they can get away, and I'm like, fuck yeah, action's happening, this is cool, woo! And then, like, you know, they keep fighting, and suddenly I realize, like, wait a minute, we're in the middle of the forest. What just happened? And I realized that they were fighting in the middle of the city, in a warehouse, and then, like, they go around a corner in the building, and suddenly they're in the middle of the forest having, like,
which
burning
would be
trees
like downtown DC or something.
No, that was a totally different, that was a different time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this happened multiple times in the movie where, like, somebody walks around the corner and you go from the middle of a huge city to we're, like, in the Appalachian Mountains, like, surrounded by eagles and shit. And like, I wasn't even aware that it happened. It took so long for me to realize, like, wait a minute, how did we get here? Like, we weren't here 2 seconds ago. We didn't leave the first place. Suddenly, we're just in the, like, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
And spoilers, if you love and want to see this movie, spoilers.
They are
spoilers.
Robots.
Spoilers.
In disguise.
They're dinosaurs. No, that apparently the Decepticons' end-all, beat-all plan is to blow up the sun while they're still on Earth.
Yes. Because it will provide them with a secondary source of energon power.
This sounds eerily similar to an idea I had, Josh.
Actually, it does.
About blowing up the sun.
Right.
Wow. God damn it. Time to sue somebody.
Yeah, Michael Bay beat you to that punch there, Eli. Sorry.
What are they going to do when they get blown up?
No. Because, see, they don't need air to breathe. They don't need the atmosphere to be nice or anything because they're robots.
Oh, but see, if the sun goes nova, the whole solar system would be destroyed.
Just fly away.
Whatever.
Like, they think the Earth is going to disintegrate around them?
No. This is a plot point. This is a plot point, okay? That the robot race travels from planet to planet until they find, like, a deserted planet with the powerful... Like, they find a solar system that's not habitable, and they destroy the sun in that solar system for an energy source. Somehow. Magic. I don't know.
Robot magic.
Right.
They have sex with it so hard until it dies.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually one of the robots does hump Megan Fox's leg, like, ridiculously.
I heard about that, too. Is it one of the tiny ones, or is it...
No, it's one of the tiny ones. It looks like a little dog.
But doesn't also one of the bad robots fall in love with her?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought that... They made it sound like one of them was like, I want you to be my girlfriend, and like, but you're a robot.
No, it's one of the little tiny robots, and she catches it at the start, and then she traps him, and then she takes him to... I don't even remember the story, because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, then also, was the rumor true that the hot girl from college turns out to be a robot?
Yeah, she's a fucking Cylon. Like, it's weird. They never explain that.
Okay.
It's just like... Like, she's making out with him, and she's fucking giving him a lap dance and, like, grinding her vajayjay on his...
Robo-vajayjay.
Right. And then suddenly her face, like, folds apart, and her tongue, like, grows to be 12 feet long and tries to, like, whip him in the face or something.
Wow. Gene Simmons, is that you?
Wow.
What are you doing here?
Robot species? What are you doing here?
Anyway, the movie was fucking stupid, but it was, like, fun and silly. Like, if you're in the right mood for it, I actually enjoyed watching it because I was making fun of it the whole time.
I don't know, man. That's just a
sounds like going to... Sounds like going to Indian restaurant to go eat Indian food.
And then make fun of how much diarrhea you have afterwards. Like,
yeah.
Look at
like,
me.
Oh, man.
I was totally doubled over in pain. Check
That's
it out.
That's what I get
oh.
for eating this food. Diarrhea.
That's the wettest BM I've ever had.
Wow. Is that actually your review for Transformers? Transformers 2.
No.
The wettest BM I've ever had.
No, my review for Transformers 2 was, well, that was better than Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to
do. That is my official review.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing I did with Transformers 1, where I wait until I don't give a fuck and then Netflix it, and then completely lose interest about a half hour into it. Like, Transformers 1 was basically, it ended, and I'm like, wait, what? It's over? Was it on? Did I watch it? What happened? And that was it. That was the extent of it.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Half the time in Transformers 1, I couldn't even tell what the fuck was happening on the screen.
Yeah, it's slightly better this time. The camera doesn't shake nearly as much.
Half the time the camera was in a robot.
No. It's usually pulled much further back so that you can actually see the whole robot. The thing that they changed here, and I did Twitter about this specifically, instead of shaking the camera violently for no reason, the camera is spinning around, like, anytime two people are talking, but nothing is happening. The camera is spinning in a huge circle around these two people, and it doesn't stop for, like, 2 minutes.
Because it's action.
Like, it almost made me motion sick to watch.
Michael Bay shows up one day, and he's like, what the fuck is this? Well, this is a shot where Sam is talking to the girl, Megan Fox. What the fuck is this? Spin this fucking camera around. There's just a touching scene where they're They're talking about their feelings. Spin this goddamn camera around at 100 miles an hour or you're all fucking fired. Oh, okay. And then blow something up.
Yeah, you saying that it's slightly better than the first one is like saying Michael Jackson kind of molested the kids. Sort of, kind of.
It was cool because he had a couple of cool albums, though. Right.
Right. Yeah, so.
After you see Transformers, did you throw up in your own lap? You need to sham wild. You need to sham on.
You sham on?
You should put the sham on in your shirt like a bib before you see Transformers, and then you can eat your nachos. And drink your big soda and throw it up all over yourself and you won't even care. It's so absorbent.
I shall thrice slay you.
You could even jack off underneath it. Nobody would know. Robots are sexy. Magical roller coaster, take me home.
Flies away.
Click, 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 click. Whee! But he's just sitting next to you in the seat. He's like doing all the motions.
Whee! Oh, that was a big turn.
You're like, Michael Jackson, please go sit somewhere else. I hope you die tomorrow. And then you're like, oh, God, why did I say that?
Because I meant it. Because
he did. Now it's my fault. That is the end of the Hijinks and Sue podcast. I'd like to remind you, as always, to check out store.hijinksandsue.com for shirts and prints of comics.
Beans.
And beans. Cans of beans to share with your hobo friend. And also, be so kind as to check out vault.hijinksandsue.com, where for any amount small donation, you can get access for a month to behind-the-scenes artwork, behind-the-scenes scripts, unfinished work, desktop backgrounds, that kind of stuff. And if you want to help keep Hijinks and Sue going as my full-time job, please consider a donation subscription, which will get you constant access to the vault and my ever-loving gratitude. So thank you. I'm Joel at hijinksandsue.com. From Eli.
I'm Beans.
Beans lie. And Josh.
Wettest BM of the day, bitches.
Come on, Josh. This is the Hijinks and Sue podcast crew saying... Jam on.
Burritos. Burrito bean. What?
The fuck are you talking about?
We're packing.
Oh.
I built this place.
On rock and roll. Built this city.
I built this city. I built this city on rock and...
I'm gonna play that back and see if that actually recorded well, because it didn't look like it did.